broadcasting from the University of Winnipeg. This is CKUW 95.9 FM.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, and we are Outspoken. Outspoken is a pre-recorded talk show which seeks to promote the interests of cycling to riders of all levels and backgrounds.
This episode has been recorded on May 25th, 2026.
If I think of you at night, I'll be howling at the moon. Baby, is there a chance for me? imagination, and I've dreamed of you before. If you let me love you, baby, I'd be at heaven's door. Baby, can you make my dream come true? If you let me love you, baby, there's nothing I won't do for you. What I feel inside, but it's kind of love, baby, something I can't hide. Baby, let me love you, please. If you let me love you, baby, we'll show the whole world how sweet this thing will be. Baby, come stay home with me.
People, precision passing grows from a mindset that values patience above all. When we approach the bike lane with calm intention, we see far more than the rider who is darting in and out like they are navigating a parkour course. The path reveals its rhythm when you give it a time, and that rhythm guides every decision. Not a single approach works for every moment because the people on the lane move with different speeds, different levels of confidence, and different levels of awareness. A thoughtful rider adapts to those differences and shapes each pass with care rather than habit. Speed rarely improves a situation. Faster movement increases the chance of startling someone who never sends you presents, especially when so many people travel with earphones that block out the world. A quiet approach at high speed can feel like a threat, even when you mean no harm. Moving with steady intention gives everyone a clearer sense of what's happening, and that understanding reduces fear. A measured pass offers reassurance to the person ahead, a moment that tells them they are safe. Communication carries the heart of a good pass. A bell offers a clear signal that reaches people even when music fills their ears. The ring prepares them for your arrival without creating panic, and a simple word works better than a directional cue because walkers often drift towards the side they hear, stepping directly into your path. A neutral call maintains predictability and gives the person ahead a chance to hold their line. Rules matter because they create a shared language on the lane. Passing on the wrong side breaks that language and breaks the law. My friends, predictability protects everyone, and the lane only works when riders respect the etiquette that keeps us all safe. Extra power from an e-bike never grants permission to push through gaps or pressure slower riders. Courtesy remains the standard, and the strongest rider set the tone for the entire community. Planning defines the difference between a smooth pass and a dangerous one. My Ride Monday pro tip for all riders is look far ahead. Follow that simple rule, and I promise openings will magically appear, giving you lots of time to adjust long before reaching them. Don't be that last-minute decision rider who creates chaos. People around you have no time to react, and even less so if you are zooming along. A careful, prepared pass develops with quiet confidence, giving everyone space to understand what is happening. The lane feels calmer when choices develop gradually rather than suddenly. From a community perspective, every pass becomes a chance to show care for the people who share the space. Precision grows from patient communication and respect for the rules. The goal isn't to go ahead. It's not a race. The goal is to help everyone to feel safe. When riders choose calm over speed and clarity over force, the entire path becomes more welcoming. That spirit transcends the community and turns every ride into something better than the one before.
Here's another thing, now let's see. A monkey building a fence around a coconut tree. Let the fruit go all the way, forbidding all the monkeys to come and taste. Why do I build a fence around that tree? Starvation would cause you to steal from me. A monkey speaks his mind. Pick up a gun, club, knife.
and taking another monkey life. Now man descended just a worthless bum, for my race prophecy did not come. The monkey spoke his mind. What did he tell me?
On today's show, we listened to Jay Stevens and the Chosen Ones, and the song was Never Tear Us Apart. Then came Ray Lemmon and three songs. One was Dreamer, then Something Nobody Wanted, and The Monkey. And we are ending with Son of Dave, also with three songs, and they are He Likes That Classic Rock, More Mayonnaise, and Yahoos.
On the land, rumors go around about past things done. This was Outspoken, and we are
Dave the Bike Guy
and Sandra. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM here in Winnipeg.
Night.
Tune in every Tuesday night starting at midnight to 3 o'clock in the morning to Night Danger Radio on CKUW.
Every adventure begins with a spark of possibility, and Scouts Canada volunteers are the ones who bring it to life. Whether it's guiding a hike, teaching new skills, or planning the next big adventure, they create opportunities for youth to grow, connect, and thrive. Volunteering is about more than activities. It's about courage, connection, and unforgettable memories. Whatever your passion, there's a role for you at Scouts Canada. Adventure awaits. Take our online quiz and find